I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Speaking of size.
Stop it.
Oh, if you think Jimmy G's the next best thing in the NFL, you are mistaken. I'm Ari Tepkin in for Sean Sharif, RJ Choppy, 105.3 The Fan, Troy and Roy. So Jimmy Garoppolo, who is everybody's pick for the next great thing in the NFL because of the way he finished out the season last year, was photographed on a date with a pornographic star. Porn star.
Yeah, this was
Kiara Mia. He's 41 years old.
41 years old, all of 5'4".
Which is like 100 in porno years.
10-year veteran in the game, though. Ooh. 2005 was her first title feature.
You have a good scouting report? Right, before... Before we break this relationship down,
we're going to break shop, down from all the angles.
Can we get a scouting report here?
Okay.
What Kiara would you like Mia. Just give me the.
She's 5'4". She's 130 pounds.
Thank you.
41 years old, as Roy said, a late adopter into the game. She was in the minor leagues for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Finally got called up to the bigs, if you will.
Amateur. She didn't go pro until 2005.
Oh, she got called up to the bigs, all right.
She was nominated for a 2015 AVN Award for Cougar of the Year.
Ooh. But she didn't win. Just a nominee.
Yeah, and then...
At 41, though, you'd think she'd play a lot of MILFs and Cougars.
She got the 2013 Award for the Best Body.
Wow.
So Jimmy Garoppolo was on a date with Kiara Mia, and I did some research on this yesterday. I did not get to the end of any of the videos.
My God.
And say that I got to the end of anything, to be honest with you. But definitely not to the end of the videos.
You think she was jobbed by not getting Cougar of the Year a couple years ago?
You know, it's really tough to gauge on what's going on here. But, you know, Roy took a look at her IMDb page. Which
I'm pretty sure she's been jobbed before, but that's a different topic. Mm-hmm. Her IMDb page is quite extensive.
Yeah, it's you gotta search down to see what you can actually read here. We have in 2013 her short film Ketchup and a Camera.
Ketchup and a Camera.
That's correct.
Like K-E-T or C-A-T-H?
K-E-T-C-H. Like ketchup spelled.
Like ketchup?
Yeah, normal ketchup.
I didn't know if it was like ketchup. C-A-T-C-H.
No, like what you do to a ketchup bottle. You pound it in the back in order for the ketchup to come out.
Well, she could be an offensive lineman for the Dallas Cowboys.
All right.
Wow. 2014, Lex's Point of View. I assume that was a co-starring role with one Lex Steele, but I'm not sure on that one.
Oh, my gosh.
Is that a person?
Yeah, it's a person.
How are you familiar with the male?
Oh, you probably know. I probably know like four of them.
Wait, Lex Steele is a male?
Yeah, Lex Steele is a male.
How'd you know that it was a male? I thought it was a female.
Lex? Lex Luger? Luthor?
I guess. Yep. But I thought Alexa.
Her 2017 film, Rice on White, is some of her most recent work.
That was some of her Academy Award-winning stuff right there.
It also should be noted
that
she rose to prominence as a starring role in a lot of Kardashian parodies. So a lot of times, like these pornography things, like if you remember Lisa Ann had a big run by playing Sarah Palin in a lot of porn parodies. Well, very similar.
Very nice.
She's a Kim Kardashian.
She looks like Kim.
Similar.
Kim K.
Somewhat similar with...
if only there was like a way I could see Kim K in a pornographic movie. If only there was a way that I could see that.
With slightly more comical proportions, I would say, with Kiara Mia.
So it also appears that she's a member of the Mile High Club, according to one of her videos. She really enjoys pool boys, house painters, and pizza delivery guys.
Ooh.
Is that in her profile?
There's good range there. That's good acting range.
It is. Great.
Anybody
great
order
range.
A pizza?
It's really giving anybody out there a chance. Like,
but
we all feel like we could get into that. So she goes on a date with Jimmy Garoppolo, seen out, spotted in the San Francisco area in LA. They're having a nice time, having a nice dinner. She posts a picture of them. And did you guys see her Instagram thing about the scrunchie?
I did not.
The velvet scrunchie?
She wrote, "What time is it when a girl takes her scrunchie off of her wrist and puts her hair up?"
Oh, my.
Laughing, crying emoji. She wrote that shortly after their dinner date when they exited in a vehicle. And Jimmy Garoppolo was pictured smiling widely.
All right, so here's the problem. Or maybe it's not. But my wife, like, literally ran into the room to shut down me watching a Rangers game one day because she saw Ian Desmond. And I'm like, "You're no longer allowed to look at Ian Desmond." I mean, yes, he's a very attractive man, but I made sure the Rangers got rid of him. That's why we shipped him out.
Yeah.
Then she saw Jimmy Garoppolo, and she reacted the same way. My God, who is that? It's like, it's Johnny Garoppolo.
Yeah.
You don't need to know him either. I'm not trying to dismiss the fine cinematic business that is porn, but why?
Adult film, please, sir.
Thank why? You, God. Why is Jimmy Garoppolo going out with her?
I totally agree. Like, Jimmy Garoppolo is, and make no mistake about it, he's the best-looking quarterback in the NFL.
Well, that's because Romo's no longer in the NFL.
That's just a fact.
I put Cam Newton up there.
Cam's got a great smile. Jimmy Garoppolo is, like, he's male model.
Okay.
He is. He's a male model.
I mean, he is Clark Kent.
Sure.
He looks just like Clark Kent.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, very good-looking dude.
He is, which is why this story is really
shocking.
It's shocking. Not because he's going on a date with her, all right? Good-looking dudes who live in Los Angeles. There was a report last night that LeBron James was hollering at chicks in Los Angeles, and I bet you're going to see a lot more reports of those, by the way, not to change gears on you. But in regards to Jimmy, you're that good-looking? It should be no problem for you to get a date with a woman as beautiful as this or any beautiful woman in San Francisco. So why is it that Therese Owens this morning is reporting that Garoppolo paid Kiara Mia a rate for the night?
No.
According to someone in the industry.
No.
Quote, Jimmy had his people reach out to her and set up the paid dinner date.
Wow.
So essentially, Jimmy Garoppolo, starting quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers, not only took a adult film star out in public and took her out, he basically paid an escort in public? Is that not the exact same thing as paying an escort?
It's a business transaction.
It's a business transaction, but from your starting quarterback in the NFL, maybe in San Francisco he can get away with it. But I can't imagine that would fly in every market around the country.
It wouldn't have flown in Foxborough, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Foxborough, that would not have happened. You know, we're talking about an NFL quarterback going on a date with an adult film star. So, obviously, I want to get the point of view from Mark Cuban. Mark Cuban was on TMZ Sports. For some reason, they're dragging him into this.
He's always on. Like, every day they get him.
He, like, calls them up. You guys want to interview me? Yeah.
You want to talk about me? You want to do anything and everything? I mean, I've got players backing out of contracts back here in Dallas, but, you know, we can talk about porn. Mark Cuban asked about Jimmy Garoppolo dating an adult film star. Is this a problem?
I don't think it's a big deal at all. It actually would be a bigger issue if he was trying to hide it. But, you know, when you sign up for an endorsement or you hire somebody to endorse your product, you have a sense of their personality and you know what you're getting. And if he's true to himself and he's being out in the open, I don't see it as being a problem at all.
Interesting.
Wow.
What did the endorsement have to do with it?
Well, I mean, I guess he's kind of making the point that people that have already invested in Jimmy Garoppolo have done their homework on what type of a person he is. And I will say this, I have no issues. I wouldn't take anything away from the guy as an endorser. But
no.
I recognize that.
I guess I didn't see that vantage point of it. But I understand
recognize that a lot of the public, I feel like a lot of the public would judge him for this decision.
Yeah. This is like really, really strange. Like out of nowhere, Jimmy Garoppolo on a date with an adult film star. That just doesn't. NFL players. Quarterbacks, they date who they want.
And they don't
have
to pay for it.
They don't pay for a essentially an escort. I don't want to say escort, but that's kind of what
business
it was.
Business transaction.
And also the same thing applies when it comes to NFL players during interviews. What are they? Boring and safe. They don't want to give you anything that you can run with. They give you the most robotic answers possible, or at least what they're told to, because they don't want to, you know, rock the boat. Jimmy, I don't know what you're doing, because you threw all of that out. Now, maybe she's a nice girl. Maybe she has a great personality. She just does this as a profession.
Well, I'm sure what he has always been attracted to is her personality, clearly, the dialogue that he hears in these films.
She's clearly got range. She's been up for multiple awards.
Yeah. Range, big time range. But, like, there's no way. There's no way.
Will there be repercussions because of this?
No.
No, there won't be any repercussions except, like, why? Like, I'm going to continue to ask why until I get an answer.
Right.
Like, why? Why? Nobody. Is this a fantasy? The date of porn stars on a fantasy?
Bro,
like, fantasy
are you? Wait, hold on. Are you kidding? Hold on now.
Wait a second. I mean, you
I'm not saying for me. For professional athletes, it's nonstop. Like, for just about every porn star out there, there's probably a professional athlete stalker that they have to deal with.
Or if not adult film star, definitely like an Instagram model.
Yeah.
Instagram model is totally different. Adult film star is like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't, to me, I just, I don't, I've not heard maybe Gronk.
Lisa Ann literally like transitioned into NFL talk.
Into fantasy sports.
Yeah, yeah. Out of her relationships with players. That's what that transpired from. Like, and I'm not saying, I'm not leading anything to those relationships. I don't know what her relationships were, but I do know that professional athletes like probably have a favorite porn star, and that'll be something we'll ask them when we go to Oxnard next week.
A 41-year-old porn star, she knows a lot.
Adult film star, by the way.
She knows a lot.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.